through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim Bat, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you.
It is very Looney Tunes. Since you pointed that out, I'm like, yeah. It is. I just imagine you like doing the Wile E. Coyote running thing.
That's
you know?
Right. I'm a stand-up comedian. Now I can handle it.
Yeah. Now that you've said that, that's going to be really quite
stuck in your brain.
In my brain.
Yeah.
People will have an image of me in the studio with not only headphones on, but one of those Steve Martin hats where an arrow goes through your head.
Yes.
A little banjo.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me. Hey, great to be here. This will be the last one for the year, is that right?
It is, correct. We're going on Christmas holidays next week.
A nice little email around.
Then can I just take this opportunity to say what a pleasure it is to be at BFM as a contributor.
You're welcome, Tim. We love having you here.
But specifically, Rachel, because of the te reo that you bring to the morning. It's such a cool thing.
Oh, I'm only doing, you know, minimal and I'm just trying my best, so thanks,
well,
Tim.
Well, you're doing a lot better than most and it's very cool. Just by osmosis, I'm like picking a lot of stuff up because I you know, I don't get enough of it in my day-to-day, so it's very cool to receive it from the BFM.
We're all constantly learning, and that is the thing, isn't it?
That's the journey.
What are we talking about this morning?
Child porn.
Oh, God.
No, sorry, I just couldn't resist the hard turn there.
Oh, it was, God.
It was dark
corner.
Okay, what this story is actually about, and I won't spend a lot of time on it, is Facebook being crap. Surprise, they're still shit at everything. So there's a new story that's just come up this morning that the BBC did an investigative piece where they found a lot of either sexually explicit or sexually suggestive groups and images of underage people.
That's awful.
Really awful. Reported they had a meeting scheduled with Facebook. They had an interview scheduled.
So this was on Facebook that the BBC found these?
Correct. It was all on Facebook.
Oh, God. That was the forum that was being used.
Yes, exactly. Oh. Yeah, sorry, I didn't make that clear enough. And they also found some convicted paedophiles who were on Facebook, which is in breach of their terms and conditions.
Right.
If you're a registered sex offender, you're not allowed to have a Facebook account.
Right.
And so they reported a bunch of these images and groups to Facebook, and then Facebook reported the BBC to the police distributing child images.
Oh, how does that not backfire on them for not being the platform?
Right?
So did they?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
But then they kind of forgot that the BBC is one of the world's biggest publishers, and the BBC wrote a big story about how crap Facebook were with this whole incident.
Right, okay. Because they're just notoriously crap at moderating. They
absolutely.
Just don't. People say there's like a white supremacist group up here. There is this awful group distributing these images, and Facebook goes, oh, freedom of speech, and then just does nothing about it. And then you just go, how do we, you know, fix this?
If you've ever seen that Simpsons episode of Sideshow Bob constantly stepping on rakes and smacking himself in the face, that's Facebook.
That is Facebook.
They just cannot help themselves. They're absolutely terrible. So anyway, that's just an interesting story to keep an eye on. Facebook continually just being so crap
useless
at their responsibility as the world's biggest publisher.
What else is happening in the world?
So the New Zealand political parties are starting to coalesce and use the mergers, the different mergers, for their own political ends. National has just come out against the RNZ-TVNZ merger, which I understand you spoke to.
Yes, where we chat to Paul Bennett.
No, I was saying co-leader.
I know,
you were
going to go for
matter of time, let's be honest, folks. No, that's you spoke to Paula Bennett about that?
We did a little bit, yeah.
So they're anti it because it's going to reduce the diversity of voices in the media landscape in New Zealand, which I totally agree with. I think that is right in principle, but I also think that these sorts of mergers, because there's so many being talked about at the moment, are reflecting a really dicey, really dire financial straits that all these media organisations are in because of Facebook and Google soaking up all of the ad revenue from the work product of these journalistic outlets. So I get where National is coming from, and I know that they've got to disagree with the government, and their position on this is actually not bad. Like, I get it, and they're right.
Yeah.
But the answer to that is to fund it.
And state funding. Is that what you're saying?
Well, some sort of support, yeah.
Right.
I mean, they're the state, so yeah, I guess that is what I'm saying.
State funding.
But there's ways that the government can incentivize or help without it being a straight handing over cash to RNZ, for example. And this is the party that froze Radio New Zealand's funding for, I believe, something like 7 years while they're in power. So, you know, it's all very well and good for them to say, oh, we're going to lose the diversity of voices. Like, well, you had the keys
for
a bit.
Locked some people out.
You did, exactly. What else is happening? Oh, so just a little wrap up because it's the last one for the year in terms of how the big TV stations are doing, particularly with their commentary shows in the morning. TVNZ Breakfast obviously scrapped Jack Tame for old Jack Tame, which is John Campbell.
Jack Tame, OG Jack Tame.
Exactly. It's worked out well for them. Their total audience is up 15% since Campbell arrived in February. And it increased as well in the 25 to 54 bracket, which is the one that everyone's chasing because that's right. what advertisers want. So that's the like good, juicy market.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
The AM show, they outperform TVNZ on total audience, but actually not in that lucrative 25 to 54 market.
What's their
money makers?
I don't have the numbers for them. I'm sorry. You really called me out on that.
Shouldn't ask questions.
I should have found that out, but I didn't. I had a little look, couldn't find it.
If you had to take a guess.
No.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not playing that game.
Ballpark figure, Tim. Just throw one out there.
Here's the thing I do want to talk about. So what have we got in the kind of New Zealand commentariat right now? We've got Breakfast with John Campbell and Hayley Holt. We've got the AM show with Duncan Garner, Amanda Gillies and Mark Richardson. Then in the evenings, we've got Seven Sharp with Jeremy Wells and Hilary Barry. And we've got The Project with a rotating desk. But the regulars are Jesse Mulligan, Jeremy Corbett and Kanoa Lloyd. Now, I just named four shows mm-hmm. that set the whole news commentary agenda for the country, and 10 people, all of them but one are white.
That's very telling.
It's weird. It's really weird. It's
not
good.
Are you surprised?
I am kind of surprised that at this point this is still the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's 9 out of 10 people who are setting the commentary agenda on what's happening in New Zealand mm-hmm. who are doing the presenting on these issues.
Well,
9
I mean,
out of 10.
Look at us. There's three Pākehā people here chatting as well. So,
it's true.
You know, we're not exempt from that.
You look at TalkBack in New Zealand, and it's the same situation. NewsTalkZB is overwhelmingly not just the biggest talkback station, but by the numbers, the biggest radio station mm-hmm. for ratings in New Zealand as well. And you've got Mike Hosking on Breakfast, then Kerry McIver, then Simon Barnett and Phil Gifford in Days, and then Heather Duplessis-Allen on Drive, and then Marcus Lush on Nights. They're all white.
Mm.
It's freaking weird. It's 2019.
It is wild, and it's about to be 2020.
Yeah,
less than a few weeks.
Just the amount of blind spots that are going to be created as a result of that media environment that we're living through, and the lack of
2020
just,
vision.
Yeah. And nice.
Nice test. Nice.
That's why she's here.
10 out of 10.
And that's with hay fever, everyone.
Yeah.
Imagine if she was at 100%.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Appreciate that.
Look, what I reckon needs to happen personally, and I've thought this for a while, is that I reckon there needs to be a youth-focused, for by youth talkback radio station.
That would be pretty fun, wouldn't it? How would it work? Are you envisaging, basically
Twitter, but on the radio?
Twitter, but on the radio, yeah.
Slightly better quality, hopefully, commentary.
How do you send a meme, you know? That's what I want to know. It's a genuine question. I'm not being cute. I'm like, how would you do that? New ways.
Yeah, I reckon youth have got a lot to say that isn't just memes. I'm Tim Batt. I reckon the youth have got something to say. Let's give him a microphone. It almost happened in this country under the Helen Clark government. They threatened to start a youth station, sort of a youth wing of RNZ. And that's how we got an old station called Channel Z, which some older listeners will remember. I grew up on Channel Z, and it was formed as a spoiler station so the government wouldn't create their one. It was MediaWorks just started it. So they're like, no,
we got it.
It's all good. And then Channel Z lasted not that long. I can't remember how many years. Feels like about 7 or 8. And then got sort of, Kiwi FM came about, and then that sucked up all the government funding and that bit, and then Kiwi FM shat the bed with ratings, and that shut down too. So maybe time to dust off the old plans and have a look at that.
Yeah,
that would be very interesting.
That's your calling to action, is it?
Absolutely, cool. I think so.
Fantastic.
And we still don't know about three.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a few things that we're still going to have to wait till the new year to find out more about.
So is three, I'm getting a little confused with it all now. Is three got to happen before Christmas still?
Nah. Doesn't look like it.
Everyone was like, you'll get it before Christmas.
There was no deadline. It was just kind of going to roll over.
Correct. Cool. What there was a deadline for was the Radio New Zealand TVNZ merger. That was supposed to be before Christmas, and then Chris Farfel was like, oh, actually, my bad, next year.
Oh, it's next Wednesday Christmas, right?
We just had a text that's just shouting out, love Māori TV, XX.
Oh,
which,
big time.
Same. Also, the best documentaries end up on Māori TV.
It's very important to remember how much shit Māori TV got when it first started, and they did go through some troubles, like their CEO was dicey and I think got done for fraud originally. Man, I hope I'm remembering that right. I'm talking on the fly now. They went through a few teething problems, and there was just so much shit being heaped on them by people. But man, that station is awesome.
It is mint. It's really mint.
It's an incredible collection of people doing great things. So we need to, like, when these new media initiatives come out, people need to remember
them.
That and
yeah.
support them.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's hard to do this stuff.
Do you want to give us a bit of a lowdown on this clip I'm about to play?
Yeah, sorry. So this is John Campbell. It's Christmas time. We're all thinking about family and stuff, but it's very important to remember the less well off. He went to Eden Park, where the Auckland City Mission has set up a food bank. And what I like about John Campbell is he lets people speak in their own words. So this is him speaking to a woman who's down at the food bank.
And do you ever struggle to pay the bills?
I struggle every week, but
Tell me about power, for example.
I go with power, usually out with power maybe every second week. And I just tell the kids it's like camping.
How do you pay your power? Do you use top-ups or what system are you on?
I'm on the Glowbug. I had to go on the Glowbug course after years of getting bad credit. And once you've got bad credit, there's no help at all.
This is the thing about being poor, that being poor costs more.
Yeah.
It's perverse, isn't it?
Yeah,
so the people with...
So, like, such a good point. That Glowbug thing, for those who don't know, it's a prepay energy system where it costs heaps more than if you just have, like, a bill connected to your credit card or whatever. And it's just, it's such a good point that it is so much more expensive to be poor everywhere. And the country's failing a lot of people at the moment. And it's really, John Campbell's cut up about it. I'm glad he's talking about it.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. Thank you for joining us on Breakfast as well. It's nice to have you here. And we'll see you back here in the new year.
Meri kerehimete.
Meri kerehimete.
All right.
Have a great holiday and we'll see you in Jan.
See you then.
Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. Next.